Since the sun's rays are more intense over the equator, the air there is heated and it rises, traveling north and south toward the poles. As the air rises from the equator and moves northward, it gets deflected to the east, and by the time it has traveled to about a third of its distance to the pole, the air is no longer traveling northward but eastward because of Coriolis force. This causes a pileup of air in the vicinity of 30 degrees north latitude. This can also be said to be a semi-permanent high-pressure area. Since there's a pileup of air, some of the air is forced downward to the Earth's surface, where part of that air flows southwestward, returning to the equator. Another part of that same air flows northeastward along the surface. In the meantime, a portion of air aloft continues its journey northward, being cooled as it reaches the polar region. As it cools, it begins its return trip back to the equator. On its way down to the equator, it too is deflected to the right by Coriolis force and creates low-level polar easterlies. A portion of that air at the poles meets with the air that was flowing north from 30 degrees north latitude. So when the air from the poles is traveling south and it meets with the air flowing from 30 degrees north latitude, when the two of them meet, they rise and they form a semi-permanent low-pressure system at around 60 degrees north latitude. That completes the three-celled circulation pattern with the low over the equator, the high at around 30 degrees north latitude, another low at around 60 degrees north latitude, and a high over the poles. The three cells are characterized by polar easterlies, prevailing westerlies, and easterly trade winds. This neat little three-cell circulation pattern is distorted by the uneven heat exchange caused by the irregular distribution of oceans and continents and by the rotation of the Earth.